Jai Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Bol. So Omagana Timananda Shaganjana Shilakaya Chakshur and Miditam Yenatasmai Shigurve Namaha. So we want to thank everyone for the nice welcome to the Hare Krishna. Where's Bilva Mangal? He's not here. What? Oh, his wife's sick. Okay. So, anyway, so what I wanted to speak about as for the welcome ceremony was some realizations I had recently. While we were in Sydney and also other places, when we were doing the home visits, every home we would visit, almost every home we would visit, we would read from a very wonderful book called TKG's Diary. Anyone's heard about that before? And what this literature is a diary of Srila Tumal Krishnamurti as he was taking care of Srila Prabhupada during the final months of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. So it's very wonderful hearing, not just the details, but actually the love. It's on the internet. You can get it later on. It's on Facebook. We are on Facebook. We are in New Zealand, in case any of you in Facebook land want to know. So, the great devotion that Tumal Krishnamurti and the other devotees had for Srila Prabhupada and taking care of him physically and even like reflecting his emotions in different ways. And I was comparing that to the way that Ishwara Puri took care of his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. So as you're, or may not be aware of, Madhavendra Puri was basically the storehouse of love of God in our disciplic succession, and anybody who had love of God after him had got it from him. And so Madhavendra Puri was leaving his body, and as he was leaving his body, he was chanting, "Oh my Lord, Krishna, I have not reached Mathura." Feeling great, separation, that's called Vipralamba, where one is feeling separation. And Ishwara Puri sort of like helped him reflect those particular emotions and took care of him physically in many different ways. And as a result, Ishwara Puri got a chance to be the spiritual master of guess who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pretty good, yeah. So, in other words, by his guru bhakti, he got, I mean, of course, I wouldn't want to be Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. I mean, my God. Who's your disciple? God. I don't like, want God touching my feet or something. I feel pretty bad about it. But anyway, so he got the opportunity to be Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master because he served his guru nicely. And there was another disciple, his name was Ramchandra Puri. Some of you may know this story. And instead of reflecting his guru's emotions, he tried to preach to his guru. He said to his guru, as his guru was experiencing, as Madhavendra Puri was experiencing separation from Krishna, he was saying to him, "Just remember Brahman." And he quoted a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Sochitina Kankshati Brahma. That you should be absorbed in Brahman. Brahma Bhuta, Prasanatma, Sochitina Kankshati, Samaksarvishu, Bhuteshu, Mambhakti, Mambhakti, that one who was on the Brahman platform, Brahma Bhuta, Prasanatma, he's always happy, and Guru Maharaj, you're not happy. In other words, he's trying to be Guru Maharaj's psychologist, Prasanatma. Yeah, the heart is very happy. And he doesn't hanker and lament. And Guru Maharaj, you're hankering and lamenting that you have not reached Mathura and you're hankering for Mathura. So don't lament and don't hanker. Don't be in my Guru Maharaj. So as a result of that particular exchange, hey, there's our Sankirtan devotee and Prasadam eater. So... So as a result of that exchange, this devotee Ramchandra Puri, he got to be an offender to all the Vaishnavas. He even got a chance to offend Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He criticized Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for eating too much. And Lord Chaitanya even reduced his eating. You know, most of us want to serve the deities nicely. We don't want to say to the deity, you know, you're eating too much. That's exactly what he did, because Lord Chaitanya is the deity. And so, anyway, he became a great offender, so much so that he used to insist that the devotees would eat a lot of prasadam and then criticize them for eating later on. You know, he would say, eat more, please, eat more. Oh, yeah, you're a pig. You know, you're not a good sannyasi, you know, you're eating too much. And even he saw some ants crawling on Lord Chaitanya's, the floor of the Gambira, and he said, this sannyasi eats sweets, because ants crawling everywhere. So you see the different results. They both were following the sadhana process. I mean, it's not that Madhavendra Puri wasn't chanting Hare Krishna following sadhana bhakti. But the difference was that one of them had Guru Bhakti and the other one didn't. And I was also thinking about Prabhupada in regard to the singular quality that distinguishes Prabhupada from all of his godbrothers. Not that we're not criticizing any godbrother, but the singular quality that distinguishes Prabhupada. And if you can come up with a singular quality, of course you could say, we're talking about quality. We're not talking about what he did. There's a difference. The singular quality is Srila Prabhupada's Guru Bhakti for his spiritual master, right? Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the same instruction to every disciple who could speak English. Go to the Western world, preach English, preach in English. And Prabhupada did it. Whereas others, you know, they tried a little bit. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was on the planet, he sent some of them to the West, to London, and to Germany. And they had limited success, and he wasn't really pleased. And anyway, things didn't work out. But Prabhupada, at the age of 70, you know, people keep telling me, because I'm 70, he said, you're... they say, these are your Prabhupada years. So do something, you know. You know, so at the age of 70, it's difficult to embark on a new project. It's really difficult. Because, you know, there's all sorts of things that go on with the body. And, you know, just difficult. Actually, oh yeah, I want to mention Ashraya's birthday coming up, right?
Yes.
She's how old?
83.
83, and she's still serving Krishna nicely. Enthusiastic. She's more enthusiastic than all the young people in the temple put together.
That's true.
Isn't it?
That's true.
So we're not the body, you know. We're in a spiritual movement. So anyway, so Prabhupada got that instruction, and Prabhupada took it as life and soul in spite of having heart attacks. I mean, a heart attack's a heavy thing. Of course, I never had a heart attack, but I can imagine it's pretty heavy. I mean, most devotees in Fiji, if they start sneezing, they want an IV. Isn't it? I mean, Fiji's the land of hypochondriacs. You know what a hypochondriac is? Does anyone know what a hypochondriac is? Any English people here? No, he's always thinking he's sick. Even if, you know, he gets a little scratch, he has to go spend 3 days in the hospital. And that's Fiji. You know, I've seen it. You know, they people line up with IVs. What's your problem? Why? I was sneezing yesterday. That's Fiji for you. Anyway, so, but you know, you can't imagine what a heart attack is. I can't imagine what a heart attack is. And, well, I can't. I saw my father, he had heart attacks. And it's tough, you know. And then Prabhupada, two heart attacks. And that's, and you could say determination, but it's Guru Bhakti. You know, you could say, well, Prabhupada was very determined. But it's Guru Bhakti, that's the point. Prabhupada was focused. Akeha Kurunandana. Gavasayatma Gavudir Akeha Kurunandana. That was his one focus. And really, I mean, that helped me come to the realization, understanding all these things, that our primary focus in life should not be to become Krishna conscious. I mean, because we should want to be Krishna conscious, I'm not saying we should want to be demons. But we should. Our primary focus should be to please Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. That was Prabhupada's focus. His focus was, even at the end, you know, you hear about Prabhupada, he's in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada said to Tamal Krishnamurti, get me out of this place. And he's getting ready to leave his body. I want to preach. I want to be like Arjuna. Not like Arjuna. But anyway, I want to be like Arjuna. I want to be like Arjuna. I want to die on the battlefield, you know, serving my spiritual master. And Prabhupada understood that he could leave his body outside. You know, he actually went to London during the last two and a half months before he left his body. And, you know, Prabhupada understood. And Tamal Krishnamurti explained it was like carrying a bag of bones to carry Prabhupada at that particular point. So anyway, my realization after hearing these things, thinking about all these things, that we should just concentrate on pleasing Prabhupada and our spiritual master and the other Vaishnavas, and then Krishna will take care of everything else. And if we just think, on the other hand, you know, oh, the spiritual master helps me become Krishna conscious, and that's just, you know, he just keeps me in his corner. You understand? That's like almost like the Mayavadi thing, you know, where you Mayavadi steps on the head of the guru. You understand what I mean? He steps on the head of the guru. I don't need you anymore. So, yeah, the only reason I have a guru is because he helps me become Krishna conscious. You know, there's a different perspective that one can have in life. He helps me become Krishna conscious. Then I think you end up like a Sahaja. Then you start reading the books of the Goswamis, and especially, you know, Jiva Dharma, Siddha Pranella, you know. Maybe I'm a gopi. You put on lipstick. Well, in Vrindavan, you see people like that, you know. Some of the ugliest gopis you can imagine. You know, a guy with a several days' growth of beard, lipstick. I'm Lolita. Because that's also my bad philosophy, think you're a little bit. But, you know, so should our primary focus be that? And you find many, many devotees are starting to gravitate towards that. Mm-hmm. Or devotees are moving to Vrindavan at the ripe old age of 40, waiting till they die, so they die in Vrindavan. Is that really what Prabhupada wanted? You know, that. Or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And look at Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He left his body in Calcutta. You know, the Gorkhashodas Babaji Maharaj told Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, never go to Calcutta. Did you know that? He got the instruction. But he went to Calcutta. But the reason he did is that wherever he wasn't Calcutta. It was always the spiritual. He never went to Calcutta. Like a devotee, you know, a devotee is just not in touch. He's not in touch with the material energy. So even if he's in New Zealand, wherever he is, he's always with Krishna. And Prabhupada said that too in the final age. He said, wherever I leave my body, you're all Vaikuntha people, or Vaikuntha men and women. And it's as good as Vrindavan, you know, this temple or that temple. So Prabhupada really wasn't worried about that. So if we focus on pleasing Prabhupada and the spiritual master like that, then everything else stays taken care of. And that's the highest goal. And then you automatically, you know, when it's time, you realize your spiritual identity. I mean, I'm not even worried about it. I just think I just want to serve Prabhupada life after life. And if I can do that, I'm happy. And that, you know, if I go back to Godhead or not, that's up to Krishna. So that's, you know, just help me refocus my whole, of course I've always refocused, but help me re-emphasize the focus in life like that. And so, reading. So the point is, reading about these exchanges that the devotees had with Prabhupada, how much they loved Prabhupada, and what, you know, Srila Tamal Krishnamurti, his guru bhakti for Prabhupada, and, you know, other devotees there too. This is very inspiring for me. So I was thinking, as we visit people's homes, sometimes we can read a little bit from this, because I have it on my phone, so it's easy to read. And then it'll inspire the devotees, and then comment on it. And in the morning, we're going to be giving class at Nectar Devotion. I don't remember where I left off.
Chapter 4.
Okay. Because it's been so many years. So many places, so many years, you know. Maybe it wasn't so many years, but I've been so many places. You know, it's just every week it's another country, so. It's like, of course I remember you all, don't worry. But life, you know, my life is nice. I'm serving Prabhupada everywhere. I mean, I wouldn't do anything different in my life, even if I had a choice. Because wherever I go, you know, serving Prabhupada and serving Prabhupada's mission. And if I go back to Godhead or not, you know, it just doesn't really bother me. I just want to serve Prabhupada. I just love Prabhupada. You know, I just think of Prabhupada more than Krishna. Anyway, so that's my message for today. So any questions or comments? Questions, comments? We're going to be here for, 7-8 days? 7 days. Yes?
Maharaj, while reading for this initiation exam, when I went through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life,
yeah,
I read there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met his guru Ishwara Puri,
yeah,
then why Ishwara Puri in first place said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a fool, you are foolish, and you should not read.
Let me explain that. He didn't say that. But Lord Chaitanya said that when he was preaching to Prakasananda Saraswati to give him a lesson. He didn't actually say that, but Lord Chaitanya was sort of making up a story to show Prakasananda Saraswati that, you know, all his Vedanta study and everything like that was useless because he didn't have any bhakti. No, I'm sure Ishwara Puri never said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You're a fool, give up studying Vedanta, just chant Hare Krishna." But, you know, Lord Chaitanya, that was a preaching technique. See, he was in the assembly of Prakashananda Saraswati. Do you remember that story? And these are all Mayavadis and Benares. And so he had many preaching techniques. The first thing he did is he sat down where everyone washed their feet. And, you know, they were going, "Oh my God, here's Narayan sitting." You know, because they thought each other, they were all Narayan. That was the typical thing about Mayavadi sannyasi. When you take sannyasi, you become Narayan. I've been sannyasi for a long time, and I'm still not Narayan. I mean, if I was Narayan, I'd do things a lot different. So the first thing he did is he sat down in the place just to show his humility and to engage them in some service, because they picked him up from that place. And Prakasananda Saraswati reached his hand out for Lord Chaitanya. And the second thing Lord Chaitanya did is he exhibited an effulgence like something like 10,000 suns or something like that. And so that's pretty good. He turned up the light. So everybody had to put sunglasses on to see Lord Chaitanya. And so, and then the sannyasis asked him, they said, you're sannyasis, you know, you were initiated by Keshava Bharati, that was a sannyas guru, and the Bharati Sampradaya. And why do you engage with low-class people just simply chanting and dancing? You know, what's wrong with you? And Lord Chaitanya said, "My spiritual master called me a fool." That's where that came in. It's not that Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master actually called him a fool. He said, "My spiritual master called me a fool." He said, "Basically, you're not qualified. Just chant and dance." And then Lord Chaitanya said, "I started chanting, and I felt ecstasy, and I said to my spiritual master," I'm paraphrasing, "what kind of mantra have you given me, Guru Maharaj? You turned me mad in ecstasy." And the spiritual master said, "I'm very pleased. You've achieved love of God." So he was teaching the Yuga Dharma to these people, also teaching humility, teaching to follow the spiritual master. And he made up that story. Yeah. Yeah, he definitely didn't tell Lord Chaitanya, you're a fool. So, you know, sometimes in preaching, not exactly lying, you know, we can actually make up some, like, story to help people understand the philosophy.
But that's why when I was reading, I was a bit taken aback when I read this line.
No, but Lord Chaitanya is spiritual master, Ishwarpuri. He knew Nimai Pandit, that was Lord Chaitanya's name before he got initiated, or before he took something else. He knew Nimai Pandit because he had visited Mayapur previously, and he had met Nimai Pandit before. And then Lord Chaitanya took initiation from him in Gaya when he had gone to perform the pinda for his father. The baby. Blessings. Our population is increasing. And if we can't make new devotees by preaching, there's another way. Well, there's many religions that encourage their followers to have 10 children, 12 children. Yeah, I know, I didn't say that. It's not politically correct right now. So, why not do that? So, any other questions? That was a good question. So anyway, so we should be thinking what will please Prabhupada and what will please our spiritual master, and that's Guru Bhakti. That's Prabhupada's primary quality. And if we make that our primary quality, we can do miracles in preaching Krishna consciousness and also in becoming Krishna conscious. So in other words, the priority, shift the priority from, I mean, still want to become Krishna conscious, you still want to chant your rounds nicely and everything like that. But you shift your priority. First priority is to please Prabhupada, my spiritual master. And then automatically, that's the method to become Krishna conscious. To realize your spiritual identity. Because you won't realize it any other way. It's not that. It just won't work any other way. You can do this Siddha Pranali, go to a Babaji in Radhakund. So many devotees think like that. They go to the Babaji's in Radhakund and says, oh, Krishna Chandra, I see your spiritual identity is a cow. And here, you know, they sit, and then they get a Kadasi Baba, you get the 11 aspects of your personality. Oh, I see, you're a purple cow with white spots on it. That's what they do. They tell you your dress, your activities. I mean, really, Jiva Dharma, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And your service is giving milk to Krishna for his sweets or something like that. So anyway, and then you start to think about it, you only have a cow. Or whatever you are. I mean, it's just like, what good does that do? I mean, even when Prabhupada was asked about intimate things, Prabhupada said things like, that question you don't need to ask. You know, Prabhupada was very practical. He was a lot into numbers. You know, how many new devotees, how many books. Mm-hmm. Like if you went to Prabhupada and you said, Prabhupada, I love Krishna now. Prabhupada would say, get to work. I mean, I couldn't imagine going to Prabhupada and saying, you know, oh, I'm chanting, I'm feeling so much ecstasy. You know, I just couldn't imagine it. I mean, even with Srila Jamal Krishnamurti, you couldn't imagine that with him. What would happen if you went to him and said, I'm feeling so much ecstasy now in serving, now I'm so happy. And he says, what? Where did you learn that from? You know, just do something practical. I mean, there's an example with Prabhupada. One of my godbrothers, Vishal, he was in the Vrindavan temple, and every morning Prabhupada would go on his walk, and every morning when Prabhupada went on his walk, he would say, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Founder Acharya Iskand, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. And then, you know, after about three or four times, Prabhupada turned around and He said, do something practical, clean the temple. So Prabhupada, anyway, that's the message for today. Okay, Nandabharj. Grandpa. Aja. Nana. Nana. Okay, Nana. Sorry. Nana. Alright. You're happy now. A big smile, everything. All your years of hard work are born fruition, born fruits. Okay. If there's no other questions, we'll take prasad. Chatur Vidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada. That pleases Prabhupada when he sees all the devotees eating. Prasadam is chewed, licked up, drunk, and swallowed. That's the four types of prasadam. Okay. All the lights to Srila Prabhupada, and we'll let everybody on the internet see you all. This is New Zealand. A lot of devotees. Okay, Divyambar. Okay.